Thank you.
Thanks, Marcus. As Marcus just said, we're now going to ratify the trustees that will be on the board. Denise, are you ready and available to begin your presentations? While she's getting ready, I'll just quickly outline the process. We will have the
Is
presentations
this yours?
by the trustees individually for 3 minutes each. Then there will be a
Of this
total
year's
time
ballot that
of
received
Q&A
60,
of 15
66.2%
minutes
or more vote.
with 1 minute responses by the various trustees to any questions that were posed to them. After which we will, and if we need to extend that time a little bit, we may. But then this will go straight to the worldwide online voting procedure. And if there are questions about that, they might be better directed to our tech support. Is Denise here? Ah, there you are. I see your hand. If we could unmute Denise.
Denise, you're co-hosted. You just need to unmute yourself.
Share my screen.
There we go.
Share. Can I just clarify that's a 3-minute share from Denise?
I believe you may have a time to begin the introductions, and then the trustees will each have 3 minutes. So we'll say 3 minutes for your introduction as well.
Oh man. Can you see my screen?
I see a slideshow.
Good. That's
Now
what
I see
kept
your full desk. Now I see your full desktop. But
Okay.
now I see the
Oh,
window of the slide
slideshow.
screen.
There we
There
go.
we go.
Well, how's that for a little panic? I need to take a breath after that. Hello, everyone. I'm Denise, an adult child, and I'm the chair of the nominating committee, NomCom for short. We vet and nominate qualified candidates to the ACA WSO Board of Trustees, and this hour is dedicated to help you understand the role that our trustees have and to help you prepare.
Denise, my apologies for interrupting.
Can't
It
hear
sounds
you.
like you may have a microphone that's covered by a piece of paper or something.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Much, much better. Thank you.
I have a soft voice, unless I'm mad. Should I start over or just continue?
I think it's fine to continue.
Okay, so this hour is dedicated to help you understand the role that our trustees have and to help you prepare to make an informed decision when submitting a ratification vote after the end of today's session. So this hour is divided into three sections. In the first section, I will briefly share why we need a board of trustees, the qualifications, and our vetting and nominating process. The second section will be a panel discussion with the board. And the third section is a 15-minute Q&A question and answer time when trustees will answer delegates' submitted questions. So you may be wondering, why does ACA need a board of trustees? Well, ACA is both a recovery program and it is also a nonprofit organization. As a nonprofit organization, ACA cannot exist without a board of trustees. ACA must have a minimum of three trustees and can have as many as 20. Of course, the number of trustees we have impacts the amount of work that can be accomplished. Currently, we have six trustees who wish to be ratified here today. So, A question I get every year is, how much are we paying these trustees? Well, the answer is zero. Our trustees are unpaid volunteers. Each of our trustees are adult children who are committed to handling the business and legal requirements of ACA to keep the doors open for each of us and for the adult children who have not yet found our rooms. Next, okay. So due to rotation of service, we need to add trustees and NomCom members every year. During this hour, I hope to inspire each of you and for you to inspire others to keep the doors open by considering service as trustees. I will be referring to the OPPM, the Operating Policy and Procedure Manual, because the guidelines for the board, NomCom, our vetting
in this year's ballot that I received
include the question that I have.
Trustee qualifications and roles are guided by the OPPM Section 2, Appendix 4. I will be sharing some key facts about our trustees and why we need them. As delegates, it's important that you understand the vital and essential role that our trustees play in keeping our nonprofit status secure. ACA is registered as a nonprofit organization in the state of California and has a specific legal status. ACA trustees have a fiduciary duty to keep ACA in good standing by meeting the legal requirements of a nonprofit, conducting our business, and protecting our finances.
Hey, Denise, if I could interrupt, I think I may have misspoken about the amount of time that you have, and I understand you're probably not quite halfway through.
I have the whole hour.
I beg your pardon?
I have a whole hour.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, I was more focused on what I was preparing to start, so I didn't tune in to.
Okay, I understand. So I think that your presentation is meant to have about 20 minutes, and then the delegates have 3 minutes each to speak as you introduce them.
I have about 15 minutes, and then I'm. What I actually need is to somebody give me 10-minute warning when we're getting close to the end, because I do have it all timed out, and I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, I'm chairing the whole thing, and I may go faster.
I see. All right. There's.
I think I've got it. I've got it down.
Okay. Please proceed then. My apologies for the interruption.
That's okay. No, time is important. let's see now. Where am I? Okay. Trustees are trusted servants and must be ratified yearly, which is what we're doing here today. Essentially, a ratification vote is the fellowship's way of saying, yes, we trust this person to represent us. And trustees have served 2-year terms and may serve up to 3 terms. The nominating committee. So NomCom can have up to 5 members, with 1 member living outside of North America. Currently, we have 4 members, with 1 member living in Sweden. And our primary role is to nominate qualified board candidates to the ACA Board of Trustees. Steps in the nominating process. Oh, we're always searching for board candidates and advertise monthly. We review applications and we vet our candidates. We do those through interviews. We conduct interviews of the candidate and references to assess program knowledge, experience, and emotional sobriety. And we observe them. We review how the candidate has conducted themselves at conferences and on Slack. And candidates with with the desired qualifications, then are nominated to the board. And it's allergy season where I am. Okay, and so from start to finish, this is not a fast process, but it typically takes us 10 to 12 hours on each candidate. So the desired qualifications for trustees are found in the OPPM section L. And in the past, if you've heard this before, I've always listed them. But today, I think to make it more meaningful, I'm going to give you the essence of what those desired qualifications mean. And first and foremost, it's not just about a professional resume. It's about a deep commitment to the ACA program. And Recovery Foundation, a nominee must be an active member of ACA, and we look for a solid foundation in the ACA steps, traditions, concepts, and have done their reparenting work. And we look to see how they've given it away at the meetings, intergroup, or region level, and if they have served on a WSO committee for a minimum of 1 year. And board service is just a natural extension of that journey. And we look for an understanding or experience with having a fiduciary duty. And ACA is a legal entity, and it publishes books worldwide. So we look for complementary skills like organizational health, communication, finance, business experience. And their time available and emotional sobriety. This is a working board. It requires a significant time commitment. Our trustees volunteer from 8 to 20 plus hours weekly, and they need to have the ability to work collaboratively using the 12 traditions and concepts as their guide. It's essential that they're able to accept the result of a group conscience, even when it doesn't go as they had wished. And skills outside of ACA, nonprofit experience, work experience, volunteer service, and other life skills are a plus. So we look at the whole person. Okay, and exceptions. NomCom, we can make exceptions on some of these specific qualifications, but there is never an exception for the lack of emotional sobriety, program knowledge, or the ability to work well with others. And to make these decisions, NomCom members must have these same qualifications, except our time is significantly less. We need to submit applications and be vetted just like the trustees do. So, if you'd like more information about the nominating committee, you're in luck. We will be having a nominating committee town hall on June 13th at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to go more in depth and answer questions. So please see the event calendars for details. And if you think you, too soon. If you think you might be interested in applying for the board or NomCom, please reach out and speak with us. We can give suggestions on how to prepare for service and to answer your questions. And so I know I gave you a lot of information, and everything I shared can be found on our NomCom webpage, which I'll put in chat later, unless Erin can do that for me now. Now I'm ready. Okay. So, before starting on our section two, so you see I jumped from one to three, is I'm skipping because I want to share our safety protocols and how and when to submit questions. So I am committed that this question and answer session will be emotionally safe for everyone here today and for those who will be listening to the recording. For the life of our program, it is important that this ratification process today does not turn anyone away from considering board service. It is our hope that today's ratification inspires you to consider board service now or sometime in the future. This is essential because we have not yet recovered from our 2022 level of having 10 trustees ratified. After that difficult ratification at the 2022 ABC, we went 20 months without receiving any board applications. During that time, 7 trustees stepped down from service with no one to take their place. This left our ACA fellowship with only 3 trustees in January of 2024, a critically low level that threatened our nonprofit status. Therefore, I'm using the same safety protocols as the last 3 ABCs. This allows us to continue to create a balanced environment where necessary questions can be asked, but the tone is respectful and emotionally safe.
Denise, I'm sorry for interrupting again. You appear to be having papers that are covering your microphone and they're creating a lot of background noise.
So I'll be careful if you could find a way maybe to clear
your microphone. Thank you.
I'm not even sure where my microphone is. I think it's in the... I will be careful, but thank you. I hope you caught most of that. Let's see. So this year, my fellow NomCom member, Aaron D., will be assisting me with the question-answer portion. And Aaron, would you please raise your digital hand? And I really can't see. There she is. Great. Thank you. I'm moving my papers away. Okay. So we will have a total of 15 minutes for delegates' questions, including 1-minute answers from our trustees. Questions should be neutral and businesslike and designed to elicit information. Keep in mind that trustees only have 1 minute to respond. And if you are not a native speaker of English, you please send your questions translated or we will translate for you. If a question may violate the stated ground rules or traditions, we may refer the question to the parliamentarian before being considered. We will be prioritizing questions for those who have had few opportunities to speak today or to new delegates. So please let us know if you're a first-time delegate. So here is how we need you to write your questions. Write your group number and your name. You may only ask one trustee your question, so please specify which trustee your question for, otherwise it will be random. And please ask questions that can be answered in 1 minute. And you will need to send your questions directly to Aaron D. in chat during the board panel discussion. And Aaron will be accepting questions only during that time, but it's a good 15-minute amount of time. And Aaron, I sent you the questions, right? To post. I just realized I'm.
Where would you have sent me them? Sorry.
Oh.
In Slack.
And you know what? I'll. Who knows?
I'll find it.
And I may have to come back to you and I'll have a little time. Okay, so I'll just review. So your WSO number, first name, last initial, name of the trustee you want the question for, and your question. Actually, okay, so now we're ready to jump ahead or jump back, I guess, to section 2, the board panel discussion. Each of our trustees have been vetted and meet the qualifications. Together, they have 123 years of ACA recovery and together have served 22 years on the board. You can review their board service biography to learn more about their ACA service work, training, and work experience. And the board service bios are in three different places in today's agenda. They're linked to our NomCom committee reports, and the current trustees' bios are always available on our NomCom webpage. So, would our board members please raise your digital hand so that we can find you? Okay, I'm going to assume you're there. And oops. Now I just need to escape. That's what I need to do. Okay. And I'm going to stop share. There we go. I don't do this every day. All right. So I think it's fair to say that there's some mystery around what our trustees do and how they spend their time for our fellowship. Therefore, for this year's panel discussion, we decided to focus on each of our trustees' service from the last ABC to the present moment, and then for them to share how they see their service moving forward for the coming year. Each trustee will have 3 to 3.5 minutes. So without further ado, let's begin. So Al comes to us from Illinois, USA. Al has 36 years of ACA recovery and has a long history of giving service both at the group level and with the West Great Lakes Intergroup. Currently, Al is our treasurer on the executive board. And a fun fact about Al is he's related to two Scottish giants who were a married couple. And they were both over 7 feet tall, and this is in the 1800s. And they toured with the Barnum and Bailey Circus. I just think that's so fun. So, Al, here's your question. So what has been the main accomplishment you've been involved in over the last year, and how do you see these things moving forward in the coming year?
Thank you, Denise, for that question. And thank you for your service as well as the non-comp committee service. Main accomplishments for the year, I think I would list as getting reduced pricing for the fellowship's literature for entry into Mexico. And this was done while working alongside Bill D, our general manager, special workers, and a firm called Tally, which is our legal support services in Mexico. And I would just underline that it's a lot more complicated than just putting a bunch of books in a box and shipping them off to people. There are tariffs and other legal restrictions that have to be dealt with. The other thing I would point to is the onboarding of a new finance committee member who is a CPA and comes to us with a significant nonprofit experience. So we now have the benefit of our hired CPA as well as a member of the finance committee who's a CPA overseeing the World Services Fellowship's finances. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. And I just realized that when you are sending your questions to Erin, make sure you send it to NomCom Erin. She's wearing different hats today. So that way she's just focused on one. Alrighty. So next up is Alyssa. And Alyssa comes to us from Moscow, Russia, and has been in ACA for 9 years. Alyssa is still working and has arranged her schedule to be able to serve on the board with an 8-hour time difference to Eastern Standard Time. Alyssa brings her experience working in international media and cultural diversity to the board. So, timer, would you please give Alyssa 30 extra seconds, as English is not her first language? Thank you. So, Alyssa, here's your question. What has been the main accomplishment you have been involved in over the last year? And what do you see? How do you see things moving forward in the coming year?
Yes, hi everyone. Nice to see you, and thank you very much to NomCom and Denise, especially for your for all your efforts that were done. The second year was more intense for me. On the board, we had more business and fellowship issues that took some energy to think of, to discuss. Sometimes it wasn't easy, you know, to exchange the feelings, the thoughts, to stay up to our traditions and spiritual principles, because when I'm under the stress, my traits can overwhelm me, and I'm like, no, Alyssa, you have your recovery. I try to stay open-minded and friendly, because when I'm under the stress, it's not that easy to stay open and friendly. And of course, it wasn't easy to balance. I think the balance is some art, because I'm still working, and I started working at office every day, and I had issues with my dog's health, and in my country, a lot is happening, and in the world, a lot is happening. So yeah, it was intense. Sometimes it was just a lot on my plate, and I tried to show up, to be helpful when I could. Sometimes my inner perfectionist wanted, you know, tell me what to do, that I'm not doing enough like this. And I was, having my fight and my friendly conversation as well, to be, well, in harmony with myself. Tried and did some efforts to participate more in literature committee, and I'm still have interest in that. And it's, again, a lot. To know, there are a lot of subcommittees, a lot of things to do, to make it, well, more clear. So I'm thinking in this direction, and my time is up. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you for your service. Okay, next is Dove. Dove comes to us from Arizona, USA, and has been in ACA for 9 years. Dove has served on the board for 4 years, and she served on the executive board in two different roles. 2 years ago, she was vice chair and is currently serving as secretary. Dove is deeply committed to program safely. She serves on the Safety Resource Committee and is currently the interim chair of the Health and Safety and Service Advisory Group. So, Dove, here's your question. What has been the main accomplishment that you've been involved in the last year, and how do you see things moving forward in the coming year?
Thanks, Denise. Happy that all of you new delegates are here. Congratulations on on stepping into that service, and all of you who are returning delegates, welcome back. I've been privileged during the past year to participate in several things that are very important to me. These include the Health and Safety and Service Advisory Group, being part of the team that created the communication agreement for WSO. I find that having added a level of safety and comfort for all of us. I've also been involved with Safety Resources Committee, where I was part of developing the service norms document. And this document contains many situations that we've identified as difficulties experienced within local meeting groups, along with possible solutions to those problems. Already this year, we have responded to over 300 emails requesting assistance. I'm proud of that. We provide support by offering a variety of possible solutions that groups can review together in their group and decide which approach will work best for their meeting. The Safety Resources Committee is also instrumental in receiving and helping bring resolution to formal complaints. Another area that I'm especially happy to be involved with is the review and updating of the OPPM. I find this involvement both important and rewarding because of how essential it is to the organization. I also value supporting the conference as it continues to grow through my involvement with the ABC committee. For the coming year, I look forward to continuing my participation with the groups I've already mentioned, as well as others. ACAD is growing, and I see that continuing into the future. I believe that a key focus for the coming year will be to reevaluate and restructure. I look forward to continuing to be of service to this wonderful organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Doe, and thank you for your service.
I want to interrupt real quick. When you're sending me your questions, although your name and number kind of appears, it doesn't appear in the actual chat that you're giving me, and it makes it much harder for me to have to stop and write that in and forward it. So please put that in there with your message as well. Thank you.
Okay, so our next trustee is Rich R. And Rich is from New Mexico, USA. And this is Rich's 40th year in his ACA journey. And healthy communication has been a theme for Rich throughout his service. And he serves on the Safety Resource and Public Service Hospitals and Institution Committees. And he's also worked with Dove on the Service Norms document for ACA groups and members. And he is very committed to bringing ACA to adult children who are incarcerated or hospitalized. And he actually did a little video, and Trish, I believe, is going to show that for us.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I couldn't be there for the ABC, and I was asked to talk about the most exciting service that I've been a part of this year, and it definitely is the EDOVO collaboration. For those of you who are unfamiliar with EDOVO, it is a company that supplies educational content to incarcerated people. Most incarcerated people in the United States do not have access to the internet, but some of them do have tablets where they have a limited access to phone calls, and they have access to the EDOVO educational content. ACAWSO is collaborating with Edovo, and we have uploaded almost all of the ACA literature in both English and Spanish. We also have audio contents from the different ACA world, the different ACA annual word conference workshops. Those are uploaded onto the Edovo platform that incarcerated ACA members can listen to. But for me personally, the most exciting piece of content that will be uploaded when it's finished is the ACA course. This is a course that's based on the ACA booklet, A New Hope. There are audio and visual clips, interactive questions and answers, photos and descriptions of the spiritual principles of the ACA Program of Recovery, all presented in a course that is engaging and will not only be educational, but will also help our incarcerated ACA members know that they are not alone and that there is a way to recover from the effects of growing up in a dysfunctional family. The ACA course was created for the Edovo platform, but it will also be used on ACAWSO social media platforms. Our ACA literature is already on the Edovo platform in over 1,200 institutions in the United States, and that has the potential of reaching up to 1 million incarcerated people, which for me makes this a very exciting and important 12-step opportunity. Anyone who's interested in this great 12-step work can contact the Public Service H&I Committee to help us either at the WSO level or even more importantly, get involved personally with sponsorship or being a pen pal to one of these incarcerated ACA members. This will be an important and exciting collaboration that will continue into upcoming year, and I'm happy to continue to support it with my time and energy. Thank you.
Yes, and very exciting, and we thank Rich for his service. Okay, next up is Sue V. She comes to us from Toronto, Canada. I almost said Colorado. That's not right. So she comes from Toronto, Canada, and has 15 years in ACA recovery. Sue has vast experience and has served 3 years as chair of the executive board. Sue is co-chair of literature assessment and trustee liaison of the fellowship group vote. And due to her service as chair of global services, publishing and co-chairing the 2018 ABC and AWC together in Toronto, Sue is literally known around the world. So, Sue, here's your question. What has been the main accomplishment you have been working on in the past year, and how do you see things moving forward in the coming year?
Thank you, Denise. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Bienvenue. I guess I am all about Tradition 5, carrying the ACA message. It's always at the core of everything I do. So when I look back in the past year, I'm very humble and proud to have served the fellowship and the delegates in helping to support our very first fellowship group vote process and the voting. It's been wonderful listening and talking with everybody around the world in this past year. I'm also very happy and proud to have been able to help with the literature and publishing. We're bringing in new innovative procedures, technology, to try and help support our authors working through developing the written material. It's just 20 years that we got the BRB out, our first piece of ACA literature. And for me, I wouldn't be here without that literature, my first night. And I saw that around the world in having translated literature available for every country around the world for that. In this upcoming year, I'm really looking forward to continuing to support the literature and publishing. Particularly, we have a new publishing chair, Rivka E., and I'll be helping to support and mentor her. And we also have two new co-chairs of the literature editing subcommittee that you'll be hearing more about, and I'll be helping to support them as well. In addition, I would like to continue to help support the board in providing health, effectiveness, strategic initiatives to help support our trusted servants around the world, to help support our World Fellowship around the world. I find I bring my heart to my service on the board of trustees. There's almost 3,000 groups out there. And I bring my mind and my past skills in order to help, to support, so that we can be sustainable for another 50 years in ACA. So thank you for allowing me. I'm in my sixth, and final year as a trustee. And I am humbled to have been able to serve all of you. And at the end of my term, I will be done on the Board of Trustees. So please consider joining the trustees on the board. We need you. And we need your heart. We need your brain. Everybody has a skill. And I would look forward to seeing more trustees coming in this next year. But that'll pass. Thanks, Denise.
Thank you, Sue, and thank you for all your service. And last but not least, we have Tamara. Tamara comes to us from South Carolina and has 14 years in ACA. She brings a wealth of experience and a heart for service. In just 3 months after attending her first meeting, Tamara dove into intergroup service and has consistently given service since. She's currently the chair of the executive board and has also served as treasurer and secretary. And you're getting the same questions. So, oh, I forgot. And outside ACA, she has spent 23 years as a project manager. And so her organization and communication skills have been an asset for our fellowship. Sorry, I messed that up. So Tamara, here's your question. What has been the main accomplishment that you've been?
And you wanted a 10-minute warning, Denise, so that's your 10-minute warning.
Really? Okay. And how do you see things moving forward in the coming year?
She didn't bark all morning. I'm going to hope that if I pet her now, this will help. Thank you for allowing me to be of service. The most exciting thing I feel like I've worked on is you mentioned that Sue was co-lead of literature assessment. I'm also co-lead of literature assessment. And it has been my greatest thrill. All the work is great, but this work has been really interesting. And we'll speak to it more tomorrow. We have time on the agenda, but it was just really fun given my particular experience to do an assessment of everything and sort of identify gaps and also to speak with all of the writing groups that are out there now. We've been meeting with them and developing plans forward. We're going to meet with the Big Red Book working group right after ABC. So we're super excited about that. That's my past. What I see in the coming year, I did allude to at my opening, which is my focus is many voices reaching many people. I want to bring in more voices that can strengthen ACAD, thank you, Dove, and support us in carrying the message to more adult children around the world. I want the work that we do in WSO through the trustees, the staff, and the committees to carry the message to adult children around the world. And to do that, we need your voices, not just on the committees, but to go to your intergroups, to go to your regions, to go to your meetings, any friends that you have that might be interested in being an ACAer, and tell them there's a space here for them, that it's safe, that it's fun, and it's a place where they will feel encouraged and supported. Thank you. Now my dog can bark.
Thank you, Tamara, and thank you for all your service. Okay, so now it's time for our 15-minute, how much time do we have? I'm hoping I can get a little more since we had some interruptions.
We've got officially 15 minutes on the clock, but I think we've got a little bit of leeway because we ended the previous session a bit earlier.
Okay, great.
So there's 15 minutes of this session left, plus a few extra minutes we can scratch together.
Okay, 15 minutes is perfect, and I just need like 2 minutes for my closing. So wonderful. Okay, so we're ready for our 15-minute Q&A. Timer, please give me a 2-minute warning so I can keep on track, and or actually at the end of our 15 minutes is what I need. Thank you for sending in your questions. Here is the first one. This one comes from Amica. Let's see. And
I think you're doing them in reverse.
I'm doing them in reverse.
Yeah, I'm gonna scroll.
Okay, the first one is THA0010 Brian.
Yes.
And this is for one of the new board members. What is one major change or initiative you will initiate during your term as trustee? So who would like to take this? And maybe if trustees could just all raise your hand, then you all be at the top again. So what is one major change or initiative you will initiate during your term as trustee? Who would like that? Oh, Alicia?
Yes. My plan is, well, the first year I was, in the middle of my previous service position. So I tried to support my area, and I was kind of involved too much into my previous service activities. And second year, I'm more involved into the board tasks. So I think I will be, going in this direction and less and less being involved into my area service and more involved into their board business. And also, my plan is to move to other countries. So probably I will be able to represent a little more ACA in that region. So I think I will bring more international perspective to the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay. And our next one comes from WEB0638 Padmani. And this is for any board member. And we're just having one board member answer, the first one with the hand raised. So it says, with 80% of our funds coming from the sale of printed literature and given the move to digital, what other funding possibilities is the board considering or researching? So I'll read that again. With 80% of our funds coming from the sale of printed literature and given the move to digital, what other funding possibilities is the board considering or researching? Al?
Hi, and thank you for that question, and thanks for being vigilant over the fact that 80%, or really 78% of our incoming revenue comes from literature sales. 22% comes from Seventh Tradition donations, and We're really locked in to those two revenue streams, other than a very, very minor stream of collecting some very minor funds from our credit card reward systems. So we are a bit of a unique fellowship in that we're not applying for government grants. We're not soliciting a large, let's say, well-endowed. Can I continue or not? Time's up.
About 15 seconds.
Okay. Anyway, large and endowed individuals with large amounts of money to give. So I will be speaking later today on what I call the $5 ask. And I think that will be another response to this. So I'll hold that for the end of the day. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. And this one comes from PA0174 Buddy. And he says, AA has 21 trustees, seven of whom are non-alcoholic. Has ACA ever considered having one or more non-ACA members as trustees? If not, why not? And this question is for any board member. So has ACA ever considered having one or more non-ACA members? And if not, go ahead, Sue.
I would say to you, it's under discussion right now. And we don't, unlike AA, we don't have that option in our bylaws. So we are looking at it because we're a young fellowship, really. So we're on that same page. We're going to have to do some research. I think NOMCOM has already started, and we'll be coming back to the delegates to talk about this. Is that something that we want to do in our worldwide fellowship? Because we do need trustees, and it may be very helpful at this stage. With that, I'll pass. Thanks.
This one, let's see. I'm first going with the ones that have all their information, and then I'll circle back to people who just gave their name. The next one is IG720, Jess. On behalf of my inner group, I'm seeking clarification around copyright as it relates to literature created by inner groups and regions. Recent events have created some confusion within our inner group about what would actually constitute copyright infringement in this context and who determines when infringement has occurred. I guess it goes on. As board members, can you help clarify how copyright infringement is determined for literature created by intergroups and regions, and what guidelines service bodies should follow as they can create materials without unintentionally violating policy? Additionally, is there an appropriate public forum where this more detail? Thank you for your service. Okay, Al?
let me take an initial whack at this series of well-positioned questions, and just say that copyright really rests at the heart of our organization in terms of we have created over the years some very unique literature. And that literature is controlled by granting copyrights to various groups, including our printers, and various other affiliates under real controlled conditions throughout the world. But we do need to keep a very tight handle on that so that we don't lose our revenue stream, basically. If an organization lacks the ability to enforce its copyrights, the copyright is lost. And I'm sorry I went over time there. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you, Al. Okay, I've been told to speak up, so forgive me if I'm too loud. This one comes from WEB1421, Pucha. Apart from the suggestions to find other ACA meetings for safety complaints, what is the protocol to check the safety in ACA space if complaints come in repeatedly or severe around traditions being broken regularly And what are the consequences faced by the ACA group or IG in question? And that's for any trustee. So, okay, Dove?
Could you reread the beginning of that?
Sure. So apart from suggestions to find other ACA meetings for safety complaints, what is the protocol to check the safety in ACA space if complaints come in repeatedly, are severe around traditions being broken regularly, and what are the consequences faced by the ACA group or IG in question?
That's a good question, and it's part of what Safety Resources Committee, as well as other places, deal with. And one of the things that we tell people is, first off, we cannot go in and say, you know, shame on you. We do not do that. But we do take a complaint and we talk, we do investigate it. We do ask questions. How is this going? Do you understand this? And we do that by giving whoever sends us the complaint the resources to go ask those questions. If those questions result in continued violations, if we are made aware of that again, then there is the possibility of other consequences for the group or the intergroup. Sorry, that's a long answer.
Okay. Thanks, Dove. And this one, PA0174, Buddy, is, can you envision a trustee with many recovery years, but a work profile that is simply being a mom and a teacher?
That was not from Buddy. Sorry.
Oh, who is that from?
That is from, I think it's Connecticut. Is it Sue? Okay. I could be wrong. That's my memory. I'll check it. But
okay. Sorry. Who would like to take that? So can you envision a trustee with many recovery years, but a work profile that is simply being a mom and a teacher? Dove, did you want to take that?
I do. My response is, oh my goodness, yes. I see the qualifications of a mother in particular as being one of the best qualifications. You have got to have tremendous patience, tremendous communication skills. So for me, yes, put in your application. Let's talk. I hope that answered.
Thank you, Dove. How are we doing on this section time? Al? You got you.
I just wanted to add, and I am not a mother. First of all, but I have a spouse who suffered a stroke about 6 years ago. So I'm a trustee who's involved in a lot of household tasks every day to support another person. And I understand those roles deeply. They're deeply ingrained in what I do every day. So what Dove says is absolutely correct. And if you're looking for somebody to balance those roles, I guess I might be one of the working models to do that. Mothering, parenting, cleaning up, folding the laundry, and trying to keep up with WSO stuff at the same time.
You asked what the time was. We've got 1 minute officially left, but we've got 4 minutes till lunch. So, well, till the official lunch break. So I don't know how the chairs want to handle that. We finished the earlier section a few minutes early, which is why the extra bit of time. Thank you.
Did we finish the 15 minutes of Q&A time? Has that time expired?
Yes, we just finished it.
Okay. So I understand, Denise, you wanted 2 minutes to wrap up. So if we got 4 minutes, I think that's maybe 2 more minutes of Q&A and then 2 minutes of your summary.
Sure. I can take one more. Let's see. This one, I don't know. This is from Amica. I do not have Amica's group number or anything. And it's a very long question. I can't give you more time, Amica. But her question was for Al E., Treasurer, concerning the IRS nonprofit tax form 990, what can you tell us about part one, line six, volunteers, 325, and changes made to section O? And I don't know if you can answer that without having it in front of you.
I'm going to respectfully say that I'm a sort of a global treasurer, and we have CPAs that handle Form 990s. And if you could forward those particular sections to me, I'll be glad to go back and see if I can dig out an answer. For others other than Amica that are interested in the answer to this question, if you could put your email and chat, I'll make sure that the answer goes out to not only Amica, but also the other interested folks. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. Okay, so with that, I will have my closing. So I hope this ratification has been helpful to you to be ready to cast your vote later today, and that'll be after the end of today. So for more information, please see our webpage and consider coming to our NomCom Town Hall on June 13th. And I think I just posted that in chat so you can find our webpage and the Town Hall. So in closing, I have one simple request for everyone. Please be kind and respectful to our trustees. Your support helps sustain their service. And just like us, they are adult children doing their best to heal. When we treat our trustees with care, we show our inner children that it is safe to step up and serve. The future of our fellowship literally depends upon creating and maintaining an environment where everyone feels safe enough to do service as trustees. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Denise. And just a reminder that voting on the trustees is a part of the global voting process. I don't have the details of that, but there are highly knowledgeable people on our tech team who do. So if you have questions about how to do that, please direct them in that direction. It is now